morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? I have none. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. At this point, I don't have anything to report.
No news is good news?
That would be correct.
Sunday cracker. Zach James, Land Use.
Well, good morning. Things are going pretty well. Got some floodplain permits coming through recently that we've been working through. We've got a subdivision out preview, but we've had several that have had approved but haven't been recorded yet that we've been following up on. I think there's a six-month window to get those recorded, so we've followed up on several of those just to see where they're at. And we've had several recently too. They don't quite meet subdivision standards, so we've been working with Terry and Chandra here in the audit office and working through some partial letters. Other than that, knee-deep in some of the ordinance update stuff that we've been doing. We had our meeting with our zoning commission maybe 3 weeks ago now. We kind of went through a lot of things with them and had some good discussion. And we're kind of working through that. And then I talked to Bob yesterday too. We had a meeting, it's about a month ago now, about airport zoning. And that was something that we talked about updating and part of the ordinance update. So the boundaries we're looking at go a little bit beyond the 2 mile boundary. So I think maybe I'd like to have a work session maybe next week just to kind of talk through some of that. And a couple different options maybe on how to handle that situation or see what you guys think. So on the airport zoning stuff. Other than that.
Thanks, Zach.
Yep.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Guys are still got a couple ditching projects going on. Hoping to get a couple dry afternoons this week to do a little bit of blading. Sounds like we're going to freeze up next week. And we got a little soft with all that rain over Thanksgiving and stuff. So try to do a little touch up. But in general, the roads held up fine. They're a little soft, but that's what you're going to get with gravel roads on a kind of a soaker like we had. We got a lot of rain. I was surprised how much we got, but there was water standing places that hasn't been standing since last spring. So we're a little damp on the surface at least. Then our Mediapolis Road bridge projects are in the DOT bid letting for December for this month. So I don't know if that's next Tuesday or the following, but next couple weeks we'll find out what those tentative results are. So hopefully have some good competition, good interest. There's quite a bit of DOT activity going on bridges in the same bid letting, so I'll be curious to see if that impacts us. The good thing for us is that we're just bidding standard bridges that are built in place and stuff. The DOT is apparently taking a liking to keeping the road open and making the contractor build the bridge on the side and then closing the road and sliding it into place. Which, talking to a couple contractors, is exponentially more expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't have to put people out of their way for detour traffic. So
saves phone calls to people like us.
Yes.
Well worth any cost.
Unfortunately for you guys, I'm not picking up that method.
Yeah.
So you might as well get used to the phone calls. Because we're going to keep closing roads because that's the most economical way to do things.
We get Bob's number. We don't
care. the closer you get to Des Moines or Washington, D.C., the more the lack of those calls is worth.
That's exactly what they'll tell you. They don't want to put people out. But, I mean, with what they're doing, I bet you they're adding $500,000 to a project. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me when you start talking about that kind of work. So
you don't move a bridge for nothing.
No,
in a short time frame too.
No, yeah. So it's an interesting. It was kind of interesting. I kind of had a side conversation on the whole subject with the contractor, but so I kind of hope that makes ours look enticing because it's just build a couple bridges. So anyway, that's coming up, and other than that, we're just moving on.
The Joe says the tile are still not running. They occasionally find them, but
yeah.
Most of the time when he's drenching, No, there's not much water there.
So then that saturation's just in the top couple foot then?
So when your roads go through winter, maybe it won't be as hard on them with the freezing thawing.
It can't hurt. I mean, the wetter you are, the worse spring's gonna be. I don't think there's any way to avoid that fact. It's very much a correlation. So that doesn't bother me. We're probably wetter than I prefer. I think I'd always rather go into wintertime and freeze up dry than I would wet. Because you still get that much more frost. I mean, that when you're saturated, it just changes everything. But we'll live either way. We'll deal with it either way.
Oh, the top's got moisture. So.
There's plenty of moisture in the top, no question about that. So anyway, that's what's going on. We're still trying to act like it's October instead of December and get a few more things done. So.
Thanks, Brad.
Yep.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Kind of slow, a lot of administrative stuff in the background at our department. November is always the month where a lot of grant applications are due, so we've sent several in. We're sending a fish habitat grant application to renovate the pond at the Linder Recreation Area or Linder Conservation Area. That property was acquired 2 years ago. And then we got an application in for some fire equipment from the DNR Diversity Program. And then we've got an application in for another AmeriCorps team for the spring to help us do burns and park maintenance on that early side. So that team would be here, I think, March 8th through April 24th. So 7-plus week term if we get them. So kind of got those pending.
Got plenty of work laid out for them.
Yeah, I got a long list. And it's a federal program, so you can imagine the application is rather extensive, and they want lists on top of lists of tasks and indoor tasks and outdoor tasks, and it's quite a comprehensive project just to fill out the dang application. But so it goes with federal stuff, as you guys know. And then field guys are out. We're kind of chasing hazard trees right now. So this wind that we got brought a lot of trees down, so we're out trying to get those off of trails and roads. I think we lost a sign, one of our rule signs by the boat ramp up a big hollow, snapped that off. Just little things like that, trying to catch up on that stuff, and then some trees. So throughout the year, if we identify a tree, something that's dying back, that's close to a trail or close to a park area where we have people, we usually mark it. If it's something that's an immediate hazard, we take it down then. Otherwise, we try to wait till wintertime, we get out of that bat season. And then we go through and we try to chase all these throughout this time of year. So we're doing that. And then that will lead in then to our firewood operation. So we'll stock up for firewood for next year. So if you know anybody that likes to volunteer to split wood, or we'd love to have the help.
we got
a lot of wood to stack. But so yeah, just kind of switching into winter mode.
Somebody my age switch wood at a pace that's not very economic.
That's why they're volunteers.
That's true. That's
a really good fitness program.
You know, so. Janelle Nellie-Long, Wisconsin County Treasurer.
Good morning. We've been, motor vehicles been extremely busy. Wednesday and yesterday they were lined out the door. I guess I would contribute that to the Thanksgiving holiday falling at the end of the month. But at any rate, we did a good job. I feel like I was proud of everybody. I don't think anybody had to wait too terribly long. But I have filled a clerk two position vacancy that was vacated due to a retirement, which is my agenda item this morning. So other than that, busy.
Thanks, Janelle.
Was them vehicles in December, don't that generally pick up in December?
It does.
Because all
you have a lot, you know, more fleet businesses that have them come due at the end of the year. So those larger fleets.
A lot of them was buying vehicles because they're.
Well, and that could be too.
At the end of it.
That could be too, but a lot of them, a lot of businesses have their fleet come due at the end of December.
Thank you, Christopher Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. We still have a CNA position that we need to fill that I think opened up due to retirement, but nothing else to report.
Thank you. Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. I don't have anything for you guys this morning, so.
And that's good too.
That's good news.
Doug Irvine, correctional facility.
Morning. I have nothing new to report. Also, our population is staying right at 104 this morning. Two or three can make a trip to prison today or tomorrow. Other than that.
How'd you do on the shooting for training?
I did okay, yeah. We ran probably 30 people through that. Went great. I'm glad Carrie from Crime Commission could come down and orchestrate that. And she's willing to come back anytime, so we plan on having her back at least every year. It's a good training. It's about as realistic as you can make it. Gives a lot of good, not only your marksmanship, it's more of your speaking and dealing with the situation, because it's somewhat interactive. You can change scenarios and that based on what the officer is telling the screen or the person, people on the screen to do. So worked out really well. Got a lot of people through that. Good reviews.
Glad you like. Thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doug. Didn't miss anybody. Correspondence.
I haven't
seen none. We will proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $431,349.59.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $168.54.
Tom, that's actually a negative, $168.54.
You mean they're paying us?
Oh.
No, it's because there was a...
Adjustment
from a 1025 payroll.
Okay, then the 8's a minus 2.
No, the 8 is actually, see the
oh, okay, the negative sign's on the other side of the dollar sign, okay.
Yep. Okay. Sorry for all the confusion.
That's a clear over there. That's pretty fine work for me. We have payroll claims reimbursements in amount of negative $168.54 and non-cash taxable reimbursements for $8.59.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Thank you, Terry. We have an appointment to the Conservation Board. I will read the letter. Dear County Supervisors, I am a lifelong resident of Des Moines County who frequently uses our county's parks, recreation areas, and waterways. I am also an advocate of conservation efforts, land stewardship, and youth education in those areas. My professional position as the director of the 8th Judicial Department of Correctional Services gives me keen insights into many administrative functions, such as budgeting, strategic planning, working with legislators, and grant management. I grew up living on a state park. My father was the park ranger at Geode for the Iowa DNR my whole adolescent life. Some of my first real memories are that of the park, seeing large crowds of people enjoying the beach, fishing in Cedar Creek, having mushroom hunters stop by the house to show off their treasures, or other outdoorsmen knocking on our door to talk about the current hunting season with my dad. While not everyone can have a 1,600-acre park as their backyard, I do hope that future generations will have outdoor opportunities like my kids and I do today. I truly enjoy the outdoors and I would like to give back in some small way. Therefore, I am applying for the volunteer position on the Conservation Board. Daniel T. Fell.
I would just say we were looking for gender equity. That's not fulfilling our mission. But on the other hand, I don't think we got anybody else, do we, Chris?
So far, no. No. I mean, we have tried to reach out to several others. I know Kathy Ziegler, the board member that's going off at the end of her second full term, She's reached out in one of those school and stuff. You know, we brainstormed with the board staff, you know, who we recruit to, and I reached out to a couple different people. And so
it's more difficult, I know, to meet those requirements in more rural counties. It's one thing if you're in a large county, a Johnson County or a Polk County.
I sit on the board with Dan and on that state judicial board, and everything in that letter is kind of a little bit better than what this letter states for him. You know, he's a good man.
Oh, no question.
But you need a gender balance, so.
I would say we table it for a week or so. We'll be here next week. We can, unless it screws up your program out there somehow.
No, really, we'd like to have the appointment, you know, by the first of the year.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and actually, January board meeting will get pushed back to January 8th. And so, I'm not sure if the board is going to meet on the 31st. So I think that New Year's Day is the Wednesday.
The 31st will be meeting. The 24th is when we won't be meeting. Okay. Because of the holidays.
So next week's the 10th. Today's the 2nd. 3rd.
3rd.
So next week's the 10th.
So we got two more weeks.
Okay.
So we actually have 5 Tuesdays this month.
Second Bob's motion.
Are we tabling it for 1 week or 2 weeks?
We table for 2. Just see what shows up.
Okay.
Is that 2 weeks? I'll second that.
Okay. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
If it wasn't for being gender balanced, I would say he is a great guy.
Yeah.
And the reality is, we have an opening almost every year,
yeah,
because of the way our board is structured, depending on how the terms break. And we have kind of an unwritten policy that at the end of 2 full terms, you step off, and, you know, and then let new leadership step in, and that's what the case we have with Kathy. And so we will have another board member going off next year, I believe. And so, you know, there'll be another opening then. So, and we have run into that where we've had applicants, you know, apply repeatedly, and, you know, as the cycle kind of comes around. That's actually what happened with the latest one with Matt.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
Help us remember to put that on the agenda in 2 weeks. We have personnel actions. We have 2 personnel actions for the county attorney. We have Tammy Anderson, collections clerk, backup receptionist, a 42-month step increase from $34,427.41 to $35,115.99. And we have Dawn Callison, receptionist, records assistant, a 30-month step increase from $33,060.39 to $33,752.39.
Move to approve 2.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have a personnel action for community services. For Alana Capps, resignation. She's the General Assistance Office Coordinator.
Move to approve. I see Ken's not here, so I must have really made him mad.
Well, I don't know about that. Anyway, so she's got a resignation letter here, and I will read that after this is.
Sorry.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Dear Mr. Heineman, I would like to notify you that I'm resigning from my position as General Assistance Office Coordinator, effective December 6th, 2019. Thank you for the opportunity you have given me to learn about county government and customer service. I have genuinely enjoyed my time with this office. I'm excited to continue my journey with Des Moines County in a different capacity in the treasurer's office. Which brings us to our next personnel action. We have a new clerk too for the treasurer's office, Alana Capps. And it's the previous rate was $35,115.99, and the new rate is the same, $35,115.99.
Move to approve. It's that'd be Janelle's gain, Ken's loss.
Wayne is up.
I'll second that, but that smile on your face, Janelle, is something else. That's
worth it. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
I can say that with a little glee in my voice since Ken's not here. Notice.
We have minutes for the regular meeting of November 26th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Any other business?
I don't.
Future agenda items. We have the conservation 2 weeks.
And that's going to be in 2 weeks.
Yep. Committee reports.
Yeah. I did do something. I don't remember what it was.
I didn't have it.
Neither did I.
I don't think mine must have been really significant then. Go ahead with your meeting. If it was earth shaking, I'll let you know.
Okay. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up, give us your name and address for the record. See no one rise with an aye, we are adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned.